I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Governor Phil Scott today announced that Vermont schools will be closed for the rest of the academic year. Students and teachers will continue with the remote learning that was recently put in place. This is a breaking development. We'll have more soon at VPR.org. The drastic number of Vermonters who have lost jobs amid the ongoing COVID-19 crisis is driving up demand for programs like food shelves. The state announced today a record number of unemployment claims, nearly 15,000. Rob Meehan is director of Feed Chittenden. He says the demand for the organization's services has increased by 30%.
We had a young woman in our parking lot in tears. She had been laid off from a local store and needed help with food for the first time ever. We're seeing those cases daily.
Meehan says the organization has started to offer pickup service at its food shelf and will deliver groceries to older adults and people with disabilities. And due to COVID-19, most people are traveling less, but since a reliable vehicle is still important, many maintenance and repair services remain open. But according to White River's Toyota service manager, Alicia Potter, that's being done with minimal customer contact.
They'll be able to park in the customer lot, put their keys in a drop envelope, throw it through the door. They'll get a text message stating their car is done with a link to pay online, and we can leave the keys back in the car for them so they don't even have to enter the dealership for any service appointments.
Potter says extra care must also be taken to sanitize the cars, but that most of the staff are glad to be working. The Eye in the Sky forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered rain or mountain snow showers north, a chance south, lows in the upper 20s to mid-30s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.